daf is daf Mem Aleph. And we're going to start from three lines from the bottom of the Amud Omer Ula, the nine lahasram in our Torah. What does it say in the Torah? That anytime Edim come across a person who's about to go and do a criminal act, that they have to give hasra. And the Gemara, as you'll see, will give a number of different sources. And the Gemara is going to ask, what do we need multiple sources for?
What's the daf?
Mem of Amud Beis. 40b. Three lines from the bottom. Omer Ula. Minayin lasra min atayra. How do we know that there is an inyan of being masra? Masra means to warn the person who's chas v'shalom going to commit a criminal act. Don't do it. Where does it say that in the Torah? Shnemar. So we already learned this morning. We're going to repeat it again. It says in the part, V'isha yishe gachetz, achoyse bas ova v'vas, imay v'ro es ervasa. This is referring to a person in Chas v'Shalom is going to engage in incest with his sister, Rachmona Litzlan. But the Torah is very genteel and says, V'ro'a es ervosa. We don't mean to see the erva, we mean, of course, that they have marital relations. Frey Timor, Otobar, Iyat, what does it have to do with Re'ia? Where Re'ia would seem to be inappropriate. Elash ad shiar uhu, yiru, tamushul dover. When will these people be punished for engaging in this incestuous act, when they have become aware of the severity of what they're doing? So the word re'iyah means somebody gives them a vision, with or without new glasses, and regardless of whether they're aging or not, but that they should see that what they're doing is wrong. How do they see that? By telling them, chevra, what you're doing is wrong. So that's a makor for hasra. Now note that we're talking about an incestuous relationship with a sister, and there is no din of Misa, none of the Arva Misas. What is there? There is a din of Kores. At the end of the Parsha Baroyis, it says, Ki kol ha-shiyas mi kol ha-tayevis eilav ha-nichrisa. So we know that all of the Aroyis is a din of Kores. Many of them have a din of Misa, bidei odin, bidei besin, but many of them don't, and they only have a din of Misa, bidei shemoyim, in the form of Kores. So now, says the Gemara, if that's the case, for the Rabbeinu Shalom to go and punish this individual, we do not need to give hasra, because the whole purpose of hasra is to convert someone's suggestion that he did a bishogeg and say, "Oh no, you didn't do bishogeg, you did a b'meiza, we told you." The Rabbeinu Shalom, says Rashi, can read everybody's mind, and he knows whether it's shogeg or meiza. So for Hashem, you don't need the hasra. So since I don't need the hasra, the inyan kares, says the Gemara at the top, the inyan lemalkus. You recall that in Masechtas Malkus, which we're going to learn soon, there it says in Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel, that all of the Chayov increases. If the person had Asra ala Malkus, you can give him Malkus without it be potter from Kars. So therefore, you can look upon this Pasuk as telling you that for Chayov Malkus, you have to go and give Hasra.
It's sort of like you're switching from the chorus to the, you're just making that switch to Malkus, I guess, is that normally you just, you need sources. It made an Indian, so where do we know to apply is it to Malkus? I mean, that's a Masorah.
Because Rashi says that it cannot be. Let's see the bottom Rashi. And the Roya Shap Damashadoba, two lines from the bottom. Roya Tamashadoba, she ervalai. Somebody has to go and explain to him in the form of the Hasra warning that it's an erva. Wouldn't make sense that the Pasuk is telling you Hasra for Karis. Dodin Shemayimu. Karis, by definition, is divine punishment. Since the whole purpose of warning is to convert anyone's defense from, oh, I didn't realize, I didn't know, nobody told me, I never learned it. When I was in the Cheder, I only learned Freishis and Shmois. We never got to Vayikra. Oh, when we got to Vayikra, Achrei Mois Kedoshim, the Rebbe conveniently left it out because it was kind of one of those untouchable subjects.
But the individual needs to know. You know, see, God, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows, but the guy doesn't know. Oh, it's wrong to have relations with an aunt, maybe, or yeah, they're maybe not such a close one like a sister, but somebody, the guy may just say, oh.
If in fact he had a mistake, it was a shogeg, he doesn't get cars. You're saying that the purpose of Kares is
to admonish someone not to do an Avera.
Exactly, and to go and tell them that
you should tell him, you should tell him Shogeg or Mezid, you wouldn't want
to. The Lashana Gemara that we're going to have shortly, and this is the one that our friend Barry always likes to talk about, and that is what happens if the person is a Chavar, do you need it or don't you need it? Uh-huh. So in the fifth line of the wide lines, of Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, fifth line. Gemara says, the sign of Yosef Yehuda Aimer, Chover Ein Tzarech Hasra, Lufi, Shalei Nitna Hasra, Elahav Chabin Shreikul Amazin. The whole purpose of Hasra is to divide between the boys and the men, between those that are doing Shreikul Amazin. If this person is doing shogig, he's doing a shogig. If he's doing mezid, he's doing mezid. I don't need to go and give him a warning because the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what he has in his mind and what his intents are. That being the case, says the Gemara, I don't need hasro for purposes of kares, but I do need it if, in fact, the bezin shalmata is going to inflict upon him a punishment in the form of malchus. Or, to go and give malchus, you have to have hasro. Without the hasro, you can't give malchus, even though it happens to
worried,
be alav.
We're not worried about chinuch here, then.
We're not worried about chinuch.
But, right. the content of the hasra is kind of problematic. Well, you're telling a person you're chayv kares, but you also chayv malchus bidei adam.
You tell malchus, you don't tell him. The hasra is hasra the malchus.
Okay.
Then we'll talk more about him. Yet Hashem is hasra malchus. Anyway, so this was the first makar from Hilchos Malchus. The Mechay Cheski Yitana. The Cheski says, I have another makar. I'm now talking about a person who chas v'sholom is a reitzeach. A person yozed from Lashon Mezid. He intentionally premeditated intentions to go and chas v'sholom to kill someone in a sinister fashion. Again, it must be talking shehisru boy. V'adayin hu mezid. What's the ray? Where does it say in the pasuk that he gave masra? So Rashi has two pshatim. You see the Rashi at the top line. We know you did, and how do I know that he did it by mezid? Maybe the person went and he was shooting. He thought it was an animal. That's why he shot. Maybe he thought it was a terrorist, and that's why. How did he know? I mean, no, you didn't. Elish Yisro boy. They warned him and said, "Your uncle, don't do it. That's barrel over there. Be careful. Don't do it over there. If you do it, Chas v'Shalom, you're even misa." Ladain who made it. Nevertheless, he went ahead and shot the other guy anyway. Oh, so that's the Rav Chiyozid. How do I know that he was amazed? Because we were masra. There's a chasim that is a din of hasra. Lishna Achrina, which is similar. The im hezid loy nemar ela b'chiyozid. It could have said in the pasuk, the im hezid ishariela hargabi arma mi im is b'chiti kachen olamus. If someone went and chas v'shalom killed somebody else b'arma, then you take him for misa. Why didn't say v'hem hezid? Why didn't say b'chiyozid? Mashma tomed hu b'zidoynai. B'chiyozid has that sound that from the first moment until the time that he slayed that the other individual, he was in the b'china of Yazid of Mezid. How is it from beginning to end? Because in the middle we gave Masra, and nevertheless he says, I don't care, I'm taking upon myself Asra, I know that it's Bemisa, etc. So I have now my second Raya that you give Hasra. And this Hasra, as the Gemara is going to tell us shortly, is for Sayef. Sayef means, Chas v'Shalom, a person who killed somebody else, his punishment is that of Hereg, of beheaded, correct. This is talking about the person who was Mechal Shabbos in the times of the Midbar, the Mechoish Eitzim. We gave him Hasra. What's the Rai that we gave him Hasra, says Rashi? Because the Chayrit should have said that Al-Dvar, it should say, Hamoitzim Oisei Shekishesh Eitzim. Why does it say Hamoitzim Oisei Mechoishesh Eitzim? Sounds like he's continuing to go and be Mechoishesh. If you look at the Torah or Ois Beis, Vayakrivu Oisei Hamoitzim Oisei Mekoishish Eitzim El Moish V'Laharim. They caught him. They schlepped him over to Moish and Haran. Moish and Haran said, what did this guy do? He is being Mekoishish Eitzim. He's being Mekoishish Eitzim. I don't see any Eitzim. I don't see Mekoishish. You mean half an hour ago, he was Kishish Eitzim. So why does the Torah say Mekoishish Eitzim? It's as if he continues to be Mekoishish Eitzim. The Behova, exactly. Why? Because we give him Hasra. So he's still in the throes, so to speak, of being Mekoishish Eitzim. The Beit Rabbi, and that's of course, this Mechal Shabbos is the case of Skila, who's gone from Malkis to Hereg to Skila, and we have fourth.
Which Malocha?
Which Mekoishish Eitzim is a Machloikis in the Gemara, exactly what it was. Some say wait, some say that he was koitzer, and that
pruning.
He uprooted it, he pruned it from the ground, and therefore he's already been koitzer. Some say that he was collecting it together, which I think is the terms of zoira. It is not zoireya, zoira. There are different opinions in the Gemara about Mekoishish Eitzim and exactly what he was like. But he was over one of the Lamed Tes Malachis, and therefore he gets skila. Rabbi Tana al Dvar Asher Ina al Dvar. So now the pasuk here is talking about a person who Chas v'Shalom lives with a Nara Mu'urasa, She's an arusa. What's the din by now? Unless the person lives with her, they both get skila. Now it's in the pasuk, Al-Dvar Asher Ina Es Eishes Reyehu. What's the Lashon HaPasuk? This pasuk is number Gimel. Voitzeitzim Shneim Ashara Erehi Uskalta Voitzim Avonim Amesu Skila Esanara Al-Dvar Asher Loi Tzuaka Be'ish. She should have screamed. V'yasu Ish Al-Dvar Asher Ina Es Eishes Reyehu, because he forced himself upon her consensually, because both of them are getting skila. But the reason why he's getting skila is not because Esu ish asher ina es eishes reyehu. Al devar asher, what's the devar at Satima Devich? You just simply say, Esu ish asher ina es eishes reyehu. What's the devar? Oh, so Timur to go and tell you, Al iski dibur. The reason why he's going to go and get misa beskila is because there was a dibur of hasra. So now we have four separate sources. And the obvious question is, Trich, what do I need all four? Dikos rachmanacho yisil don't have a minach hayovim malkis in. Chayovim misis loy. I would have thought, you know, the reason why the Torah says you have to give Masra, because Malkus obviously is much more lenient than Misa. So, because it's lenient, we say, don't give him Pech until you give him a warning. Give him a last minute warning. If he doesn't get notice or warning, don't give him Pech. But I would think, Chayim Misa, he's such a bad guy. He did such a terrible criminal act. He killed someone, Chas v'Shalom. He was Machal Shabbos. He went and lived with an Arusa. This is terrible, Chayim Misa. I would think, don't even give him a warning. He doesn't deserve the warning. I would think, like, he doesn't come to tell you in the case of the Roitzeach that we give him a warning. Because of Nachman, he doesn't have a minani, merely Saif. Only in the case of Saif, which means, of course, Herig, sword. You said beheading. That's the kill. That's more kal. Ah, skila de chamura. Skila is much more chomer. Skila, you're now going up, you're upgrading twice. You're going from Herig to Trefa. To skila. Ooh, it's so chomer. Maybe you don't even need the warning. Go and stone the guy without warning. Tricha. That's why you have to that pasuk as well. But the obvious question, if a type of the skull, normally, what do you need? Two skilas. One by the Mekosh Sheitzim, which is Shabbos. And one about the person who lived with a Narmarasa. But tomorrow, the Reb Shimon Lassi, Ms. Rafa. As you recall, we said earlier today, when we learned today's daf, that according to Reb Shimon, Sreifa is more chomer than Skila. Aha. So therefore, according to Reb Shimon, maybe only the lighter ones, like Skila, there you have to give a warning. But Sreifa, ooh, you're really so bad that you deserve Sreifa. That's the highest according to Reb Shimon. No warning. We shoot you at dawn, or at least we inject into your mouth that terrible
molten lead
to Chas v'Shalom to go and burn the guys. Maybe you don't need any type of warning. So that's why, according to Reb Shimon, I need the fourth source. The Rabbanan, Milzad Azakah B'chayim, Torah V'Kosel L'Kro. Einach Anami Ataka don't need that fourth source. But occasionally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His divine wisdom, even though I have a source from somewhere else, like from HaKal V'chayim, nevertheless, the Torah repeats it again, even though you and I, at least I don't have, we cannot fathom why Hashem did it, but Hashem had some kabbalah. What do we have to have all three or four? Starting with Malkus, working our way up to Saif, then working our way up to Skila, and according to Shimon, all the way up to Sreifa. Why don't we just start at the highest one and say, by Niskalim, you have to go and give a warning. So Mada, by something which is so terrible, the person who gets Skila, he should know, and nevertheless, we say you have to give a warning. The Koshkin, all the others. Says Mahachanami, the same Torah as before. Even though I could have learned it with a Kal B'chaymer, Torah of Kostel Krah, Gadosh Baruch Hu decided to go and spell it out in four different sources, even though L'choira on the surface, it's unnecessary.
I'm bothered by two things. First, that the Torah is accommodating a Machlokas, Rishim and Chachamim, which is more Chamor, and we have the Mudim in the Torah preloaded for this Machlokas. We had it earlier today, now we're having it again now. And secondly, if Rav Shimon with Sreifa is being addressed, why is the second source from Skila? Let it be from there's a pasuk of Sreifa by Nara by Bas Cohen. I mean
there's no rush over there to tell you that there's a warning. You have to have, if they would say by the Bas Cohen Al Devar, we'd have a pasuk.
But it's located in the Skila section, not in the Sreifa.
Exactly. So the reason why, says Reb Shimon, that one of them is going for the Sreifa, like And then we had the same thing this morning, and Brother Shai was machaber. Exactly. Since the Kodesh Baruch Hu put it twice in Skira, I don't need it twice in Skira. I'll come to tell you, well, you do need it in Bais Reif. Let's go into Shai. For Jabanan, I don't need any particular lima to teach us this. The reason why it happens to be, you need Hasra, the reason why the Torah spells that Hasra, even though it was unnecessary, there are times, this is almost like the court of last resort. And the Gemara has no other possible way of explaining the need for a pasuk or for a drasha. The Gemara says, sometimes, even though it wasn't necessary, Hashem spelled it out.
Is the drasha al-devar or Ashir Ina?
On the al-devar. Look at the next word. Al-Varashina, what does it say after that?
Al-Iski Dibur. But I thought they're making a play on Ina.
Look at the word Al-Iski Dibur. Look at Rashi Al-Iski Dibur. What does Rashi say? Eight lines from the top. Al-Iski Dibur.
Al-Iski Dibur, yeah.
Okay, that's Asra. The Dibur, that's Asra.
Okay.
The Ina is a physical act, and he lived together with it.
I thought it was okay.
Hidratzma Lamisa. Versus Hidratzma Lamisa. That the individual, when he hears the Hasra, it's not enough that he just says, yeah, I heard. He has to go and say, I realize what you're saying, and I take upon myself, Chas v'Sholem, the Misa, if that's my fate, I'm agreeing, I'm going to do it, I know there's Misa involved. And how do you know that he has to accept it in the Merkabel? Yes, I accept myself the Misa. I'm a Rabbi, same Mechizki, I'm a Kratz, in the Pasik. Yumas Hames. Where is this Pasik? In Pasik Dalit here in the Torah Art. There's an obvious redundancy here. L'choira, you cannot go and kill a dead person. The Gemara refers to this kavra ketila kota. If he's dead already, how can you go and kill him? So it should say, pishnayim edim shloish edim yumas achai, or yumas ish, yumas adam, yumas ameis. Achote, yeah, any language that you like, but it shouldn't say yumas ameis. Therefore, zok tiyumara is the chasimim by saying yumas ameis means he's already took upon himself his fate by saying, yes, I realize that if I do this, I'm going to be a mess. And I'm already a mess, as you can see, M-E-S-S. I take it upon myself. Well, that was a grave mistake, because what happens now is Chas v'Sholem will take him to Bezin, and he will be executed. So therefore, Yumas Ames explains Rashi means, by the fact that he accepted this upon himself, he's already deemed to be as if he's a mess already. And now we take him to Bezin, we executed someone who was almost, if you will, suicidal, that he took upon himself, Misa, therefore he's deemed to be already dead meat before he even comes into Bezin.
And such a person, if they're killed by another party on their way to the base,
I don't think so,
since they haven't been judged guilty?
Yeah, I think he's a Ritzah. But maybe we'll have that later on.
Okay.
Amar of Chana. There's a new shtickle now. We're saying something very, very fascinating. You have Edom that said Edus about a Boel together now Murasa. They saw it, etc. And the Bezin paskind against the Nara Murasa that she has to be killed. They're taking her out to be killed. And before that happens, two Edom run. 1 second, Schnell, 1 second, talk about. Are you coming l'choiva or l'schus? L'schus, okay, machzir noisa. Take her back into Bezin. What do you have to say? Those first two Edom that were here that said that she was osekes in this maizabia with his boil, a maizabnus, whether it's true or not true, we don't know. But one thing we can tell you, these two Edom were not there that day. They were together with us
in Chicago.
Okay, so therefore, now they're Edi Hazam. And as since it's kasher zomam lasis lachiv, the choyer we should go and give them now skila. That would be the smart. Says the Gemara, ein erogin, they do not get skila. We never intended to go and kill the young lady. Kasher zomam is what we intended, what our motive was. We didn't want to go and kill her. She's a nice lady. The only thing is, we wanted to separate her from her husband because she's a bad lady if she's living with other men and she's married to their husband, and therefore our only intention was the oitra bala.
Misa was only unintended consequence.
Exactly.
Can you limit the consequences?
Right. Frank Timora, how can you say something like that?
Well,
Asraba. They must have given her Asra.
They didn't.
And
they
what was there. The one? That's the next one, you know. One at a time. Well, Asraba, didn't they give her Asra? And if they gave her Asra, then obviously they're saying, young lady and young man, if you're going to go and engage in this bi'ah chas v'shalom, you're going to get misa. So how can you go and say, they didn't intend death, they only intended lo'isa bala. They gave him a hasra that chas v'shalom are going to get misa. Meaning that chulila, if it turns out that they're enim zalmim, that they're going to get the misa. So Tumudu Asr, but talking about there was no Asr. No Asr. There, in that case, we say they don't get Misa because she Cholim Loima Loisa Bal. Faitimar Vilay Asr, but they didn't give Asr. Hey, Chimikdala. Then, anyway, she would not get Misa. And if she would not get Misa, then of course they don't get Misa. It's not because their kavana was Loisra Bala as opposed to go and killing her. The reason why there would be no Misa is because Zomam Lasis Leochit. And since what they did vis a vis the Ochit, they did not give Hasra according to this Gemara at this point, so then she can't get Misa, then about that they can't get Misa. So what's the Chiddush then of Rav Chanan? And why does he have to give a reason? The reason is that ain't Nerogin, because she would not have given Misa, she would not have gotten Misa, since there was no Hasra, and therefore they cannot get any Misa. Which we looked at before, the son of Yisrael, Chover ein tzarech hasra. You have a person who is a Talmud Chacham, and in this case, an Eishes Chover, who is the equivalent of a Talmud Chacham, the Fishling, then the halacha is you do not have to give them hasra. The whole purpose of hasra is, period. That being the case, since she was an Isha Chaveira, these two Edom did not need to give her hasra, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, after they convicted her, she would have gotten Misa even without the Hasra. And now what happens is two Edom come and say, you're Edom Zalmim, you were together in Mono Yisim in Chicago. And therefore they say, but it wasn't our intention to go and kill her. Our intention was only the Oisra Bala, because after all, we didn't give any Hasra. And the reason it wasn't necessary to give Hasra, because she was an Isha Chaveira. So Gemara, fine, I understand what you're saying. But given the Inu Lemekli, since they will not get Misa, according to what you just said, now Ein Herogin, Ihi, Hei Chemikla, how does she get Misa? Havi La'idi Shiyati Yochel Azimu, Chalei Shiyati Yochel Azimu, Lo Yishma Edis. We have a famous rule that you can only give Hazoma, and you can only have Edis, which is
onesh,
effective.
Onesh.
The Onesh for the individual, only if it's Edis, Shiyati Yochel, Shiyata Yochel Azimu. If the Onesh was for purposes of Misa, but you're saying we can't go and give them Misa. They didn't have to go and give Hasra because she's a Chover, she's a Chaveira. Therefore, she could have gotten Misa. But they could not have gotten Misa because according to Rav Chanan, any Eide Naru Marasa can go and say, it wasn't our intention to go and kill her, our intention was only Le'Oisra Bala. If that in fact is the case, so then you cannot be Mekayim, the din of the Kasher Zomam, Lasis Li'achiv, because they say that we didn't intend to go and kill her, but that's the Pol Yotze, that's the result of their testimony that she's going to be killed. So how can you have that as effective Edis, since you cannot be Mekayim the Din of Azama to go and kill them, because they have a Taina, the Oisra Balabana.
Yeah. But they did want to Asr and Abal, and it's like a case when they're testifying dishonestly that the Kohen is a Grusha, is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so they're Chayv Malkus at least. Yeah. So it does have Hazama quality. You cannot inflict on them the full Onish of Misa, but they do have the Hazama quality.
This rule is, it has to be exactly equal. Not that there's a quality of Hazama, but it is the exact rule.
But then how do we have possible punishing Edi Hazama in the case of a saying a Kohen is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza?
There we have a special Pasuk. The Gemara says, because it says the Pasuk, that Tikus Tzadik, that she is a Rasha, while you've been Hakoi Sarasha. So the Gemara learns from that, those extra words of it's Tikus Tzadik, she is a Rasha, Hakoi Sarasha, to go and tell you your case where you cannot go and inflict the same Misa, and still we go...
Not same Misa, the same punishment of discrediting him.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Not inflict the same punishment, but go and give Malkus instead of giving Misa. So that's the Pasuk says that. But here we're not talking about inflicting anything else. What we're talking about over here is that they are defending themselves by saying that we did not intend to go and kill her, and therefore we should not get Misa. And Rav Chanan said, you're right, you don't get Misa. Then how can you go give her Misa if you can't go and give them Misa? And didn't you say that the Edis has to be Sha'at Yochel Hazim? And here you cannot be Matan, because you cannot give them Misa because of what you just said now. of Shichon Lemeisa Balaba.
What a great defense. Somebody can always say.
And that's the next guy. You say, Baruch Hashem, can I know your mind is it's unbelievable. 180 miles an hour. Hachanami Kamer. So that's exactly what Rav Chanan meant. Mitoch Shein Nerogin, because Shein Nerogin Shechon Lemel Isa Ba'alabanu, which we just said now, because they're not going to get the punishment to Misa. Why? Because they always can go and say, we didn't intend killing him. We only intended Isa Ba'alab. Af he Ein Nerogis. Ein Hachanami, she also doesn't get Misa. The Havila Edeshi Ati Yochel Azima. And so therefore Rav Chanan left out the last half, or maybe he was about to finish the last half, but we didn't give him a chance to finish because we keep on punching and pushing with questions and challenges. We don't allow for the answer.
I'm sorry, Rav Chanan, I apologize. I'll be quiet.
You have to be a Rachim V'Chanan, you have to have compassion. So I'm Rav Chanan. So Rav Chanan says, going back to the original Rav Chanan, and consequently, Rabbi Yisai, not only they won't get Misa, but she also won't get Misa. Why? Because of the famous rule, so, Gemara, if everything you said is correct, if that's the case, you never need to go and give hasra. What happens if you have two edim? Normally two edim. Two edim go and say, we saw that this young lady lived together with a boel, rachmono litzlan. And then the peasant said, well, if that's the case, she has to go and get Misa. Did you go and give us Rav? No, she's an Ishchav. Everybody knows she's a famous Rebbetzin. She happens to be the Menahelis of one of the biggest Bisyakovs in America, and Eretz Yisrael. She knows everything. She knows more than many of the men know. It wasn't necessary to go and give us Rav. Okay? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Chassid Shom, she goes and gets Misa. No, she doesn't get Misa, because the Eidim that went and said Eidus about her could always tie in her. We didn't intend giving a Misa, we only intended the Oysa Abala. That being the case, it becomes Eidishiyati Yochel Azim if that was their intention. And then we have to not only say that they are free from Misa, but she's free from Misa.
Where they did give us Ra.
I'm sorry,
why can't Mishkachat La, where they actually did give us? They didn't have to, but they did give us Ra.
You're saying very, very well. But the Gemara is asking, in a case of Isha Chaveira,
right.
According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the Kaimul on the Mikdala, she doesn't need Hasra, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and she will Chas V'Shalom get killed.
Yeah.
You'll never be able to go and find the case if you're Mekayim Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and you don't give her Hasra.
Right.
Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that she gets Misa without the Hasra. So that being the case, I never can find such a Hechat Timsa, because the Eid will always be able to say, I didn't intend killing her, I only intended going to Oisra Baala. So, according to Yosef Yehuda, you're going to tell me that every Isha Chaveira that engages Chas V'Shalom in Znus will get off the hook? Could that be? No. There are Hechat Timsas after all. Kisha Zinsa, the Chazar Zinsa. She did it twice. What difference does it make whether she did it twice or she did it once? Because for the first time, you're right.
She's already Asra on her husband.
Oh, exactly. For the first time, you can go and tell Isra about. She's now Asra. Can't go and lift the husband. She's at it.
Isra loves Isra Chal and Isra Tatiya.
Okay. So now, since she did it the second time, why are they testifying about this the second time? After all, they can't tell Isra about. She's already Asura of Oimedis Al Bala because of the first Maisisness. Muzak saying that they wanted to really give it to her in terms of Chas V'Shalom killing her. Oh, did they give Asra? Isha Chaveira, you don't have to give us. A dozok the Gemara. I have a case of Kuntra of Yehuda. By an Isha Chaveira without Hasra, that we give her Misa, if you have a second Eidus, legabe that she was Mizan. Frank Gemara, but why can't they say, that the reason why they testified the second time, not vis-a-vis the original husband, but vis-a-vis the potential new husband. Because as we know from the parsha site. How many times did it?
Three times.
The truma.
Right. So therefore, the second time is asura leboyala. What means to be? Of course, she's asura leboyala. She's a married lady. Yeah, but since her husband is going to have to go and give her a get because she's not live with the husband anymore because of asura leboyala, so now she's free to marry anyone. Says the nitma, she cannot marry that boy. So that's the reason why they came and...
Yeah. Why isn't that already in effect from the first...
Because it was the second boil.
No, so, but even from the first boil, once the boil, she's ushered to her, because in Sota it seems that the you don't need multiple instances of kinu and stira. It's one episode, triggers both Isurim, Asur Labal and Asur Laboel. So why do we have second Kad of Edim or second Edus of the same two people in triggering a new Isur on the Boel? It's already...
Volume number two.
It's the second guy.
It's another individual. I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
She wasn't faithful to her husband or to her first adulterer.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't understand. I thought this is okay.
They can go and say that the reason why we testified the second time, the first time we didn't intend killing her, we intended Israel Baal. And when, who did she live with at that time? Yankel Smith, not Jack Smith. It's already controversial. Okay, so the second time she lived with Beryl Jones. Why did you go and say, hey, this now? We don't want to kill her. We love her. She's a nice lady. Well, she's a Rebbetzin. We didn't even give her Asura that the first time. Second time. It's because we wanted to answer her on the boil on Beryl Jones. We didn't do that the first time. And therefore, Zekti Yomara, so they have an excuse for that as well. So you haven't answered the Kasha. How are you going to ever have, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that we're going to give Misa to a Chaveira, Isha Chaveira, where we did not give any Hasra. Every single time, the Eidim will be able to go and say, we didn't intend her. We intended the Baal, we intended the boil, etc. And for the Gemara, me boil Risha. He was talking about the second time when she was Mizana. She was Mizana with the same Yankel Smith as the first time.
Yes.
This is what you thought all along. Yeah. So therefore, already for the first time, she's Asura Leba'al Ulaboel. Why does she have to, why did the Adam say a second time a Mises and us? Here, because he intended to talk to this. Inami Avina, an easier time. She's in some Mikrevets, talking about that she did something incestuous. So therefore, they cannot say that the reason why we testified the second time to Aser on the Boil. Why are we focusing for the last 10, 15 lines? All Rav Chanan says, Eidei Nara Hamu'urasa Shehuzmu. What's the reason? They're not going to fill it in the tsunami. Why don't we even talk about an Isha that's a Nesua? After all, there are many Nesuos in the world than there are Arusos in the world. Every Arusa is a maximum for a year or so. My shame, Nesuos are for 50 years or longer, depending on how long they're married. They have a Rikas Yom. So why don't we talk about Nesua? Why are we talking about Sapsa Arusa? And the Rav Chanan's Halach is the same thing. It won't be a case of Skila, it'll be a case of Chenek or whatever. But the point is, I'm Rav Chanan, Eidei, instead of Nara Murasa, You're 100% right. If Rav Chanan would only say Zalacha Legabi Eidim Nesua, then I might have thought it makes sense that the Eidim can say we wanted to distance her from her husband. Her husband happens to be a man of integrity and honesty, a chosh of a yid, and she is never a tramp, she's living with other men. So we wanted to get her out of this relationship with her husband, Isabel. But that's only if she's already married with Nisuit. In the case of Ederson, they never were intimate in the first place. Some people perhaps could care less whether or not Lo Isabel Bala. If the Baal doesn't know her, she doesn't know him, maybe there is no such concern, and therefore there is no such defense, according to Rav Chanan. After Rav Chanan said, not only in the case of Nesua, where then I can certainly conjure up in my mind that these two Edom want to go and Aser al-Bala, stay away from this Baal once and for all. But even the case of an Oris, an Arusa, where I might think that this doesn't even occur to them, no. This could also be a valid concern, and based on that, says Rav Chanan, they could be a Nerogin, because they could say Oisra Bala, not in the case of the Nesua case, but even in the Arusa case.
That seems a little far-fetched. You know, everybody knows that Arusa is the same as Ishish.
That's true.
So what's their
concerned about this. So let's go back. Afilu, there's a Rashi here, Afilu. You see Afilu?
Yeah.
You have that? It didn't even occur to them lo oisra olav to aser her on the oris. They never saw them walking together or sitting together, being together. They're different countries. Nevertheless, we still have that svara, that defense to pater them from misa. New shtickle now. Put two dots and we start right. Omer of Chizda, Echelim b'sayif. If you remember, we had this already a few days ago in the Gemara. We have a stira or machlokis hakosha between the two eidim. One eight says, I saw the Misa and I gave him Asra on the whole 9 yards, and he killed the Saif. Saif means with a sword. The other one says, Ba'arina. Arina is a form of axe, killed with an axe. Zoktimor, Ein Zeh Nochin. This is not valid testimony because there is a kosher.
Right.
And you remember the Mishnah we learned this morning, when it comes to certain basic items, right, if there's a kosher between one and the other, Edusim B'Tayla.
Yeah.
This is very basic. Why does Gemara use the term Nochin? Because you remember we quoted the Pasuk today, it says twice in Torah, V'nei Emes Nochin Hadover. Those of you that are wondering where do we have it here, on Mem Amid Beis, fourth line of the wide lines, in a emes nochin, in emes nochin, right? It's in the pasuk. The derashim v'chakarit v'shaal zayid in a emes nochin adover. Next one, vugil chav v'shemata in a emes nochin adover. Right? You have that twice, two psukim. So therefore, the word emes comes to tell you it's got to be emes, and it's not an emes. Actually, the emes is of sish kanochin. How can you go? He said with an axe, and he says with a
sword. One's an axe murderer.
It's an expert, exactly. Anyway, so the point is, the choyr is a kosher, ein zenachon. However, echar oim bekelev choyr, the echar oim bekelev levanim. I remember when we used to learn this in Yiddish, we'd say, eketom shvarz hoiz metvas hoiz. He wore black pants, white pants. Okay, that nafke mene ya shvarz a grime roit hoiz. Har zenachon, then that's considered to be emes nochon and over, and it's not considered to be a kosher. It's immaterial. It's
I would say that's material also, but anyway. Because it's
very black material, the pants are made out of material. But you're going to see now, the Gemara is going to ask, Meisvei, it says in the Pasuk, Ine emes nochoy, shein nochoy. Such as, Echad oim besaif, hogay v'echad oim ariron hogay, no good. Echad oim bekelev shchoyim, v'echad oim bekelev onim, ein ze nochoy, no good. Oh, we just said now,
on point, yeah, right.
Directly on point, he said, kelev shchoyim, kelev onim, nochoy. Here it says, ein ze nochoy, no, is it nochoy or not? Rav Chizda himself defended himself. The case of the black and the white is not referring to his hoisin, to his pants.
But the word of the weapon. The
instrument of death.
What was the instrument? They choked him, Nebuch, with a scarf. And one said the scarf was black, and the other one said the scarf was white. And he kept on pulling it and pulling it until Nebuch, the person, choked to death. So then that's the same case as Saif and Arir. Toshima, Echad in the saddle of Shoy, Echad in the saddle of Luban. He was wearing white shoes, and the other one was wearing black shoes. Ain't zenochin. Nah, to what shoes? How does that have to do with the instrument of death?
Right.
Again, I said, now he's going to shabbat by the son of labor hard. You know how he killed him?
He kept him trampled to death
on his throat 100 times. He kept him and kicking him with 100 times with the son until he died. It's the same terrors as before. Toshima. Oh, my buddy Ben Zake ba'ukti ta'ina.
Yeah.
Ben Zake went and was Boitibuk to say
the stems.
Okay, so now the question is, the Choyru were talking about a Ritzicha that took place under the Ta'ina tree, and says, Ben Zakai, I was Boitik in that.
Right, it should be like pants, it should be different colored pants.
Exactly, so what difference does it make?
It's not why is it material.
Exactly, whether it's a thick ukit or a thin ukit, well, a thin stem. What difference does it make? So that should be a case of Ein Enochai.
Right.
And therefore, why did Ben Azaka use that? And as a result, was Mazak and freed.
And the perp walked.
In the perp walked. But Amir Muhammad, he's going to Okats to Einim B'Shabbos. We're not talking about a Masa Mitzicha. We're talking about a different reason why this person would have gotten Yisa.
That
he went and he was like a Toilish, right? A form of Kaitzer. A Talud of Kaitzer. And that's the reason why it's Chavi Shabbos. And then it makes a difference. Well, he went and pulled off this fruit off the tree. Well, how did the fruit look? When the fruit was red, black, white, yellow, orange, what was the ukit like? Was it thick? Was it thin? Okay, that is really a meaningful statement. It's not like black hoisin. That's not what it says in the Brice. In the Brice it says, we're not talking about it's a Shabbos. We're talking about it here in the Sikha. Talking that he went and broke off a branch of the tree. Apparently he also polished it and refined it.
He made it nice and pointy.
He made it into a spear. And then Nebuchadnezzar used it to go and kill the other person. And not to spear his life, but in fact to spear him and to kill him. So then you want to know, what did the spear look like? Did it have a thick or thin? That makes sense. Toshima. Omelan, he said to them, Ta'ina zu, tzeh dakin, tzeh gasin. Again, this is Ben Zakkai speaking to the two Edom. What type of ta'ina? Tzeh dakin, tzeh gasin. That's what we've been talking about. But they look to ta'ina. But then he continued on. Well, the ta'inim shchoyis, the ta'inim levonis. Says Rashi, by the case of Tzer Dach or Tzer Gassim, we could theoretically give the remote teretz of the Gemara.
Yes, a spirit.
The Yichud Shoteh. But if you can have black or white tain, what difference can that possibly make? Even if you threw it at him like snowballs, he's not going to die from the black. Well, I guess if you put him under a dump truck and there were 10,000 you put on top of him and buried him. Hey, but that's such an unlikely example. If you look at Rashi, the first wide line towards the end of the line. Ta'inim shchoidis, ta'inim levanis. First wide line. Ta'al korcha b'ta'inim atzman, yefsh lahari. You can't kill a person with white or black ta'inim. Even if you ask him, you force feed him. You don't kill him that way. So therefore, that cannot be the text. So zog di gemara, elam Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, you're asking a kasha on Rav Chizda. That Rav Chizda said that by white and black ke'ilim, ein zenochen, it's meaningless. You're asking kasha min zakai. Loisiv Inish from Menzaki, you're asking Akasha. Shani Menzaki, the Medikas, Chakiris Meshavale. This is the Chadas Yochid. When the Gemara and the Mishnah brought this Menzaki, wasn't telling us that this is the Das Rabim. Das Rabim is like Rav Chizda said. That the only thing that I'm really concerned about is the actual instrumentality of the Misa and what he did. In fact, Ukti Ta'ina Mahina Neher, that's Menzaki that had this Einfall, that he went and said that this is like Akiris. But the rest of us don't hold that one. So he was like, don't ask a kashu Menzaki. So now, since we started talking about Menzaki, we want to know a little bit more. Who is this man Menzaki? After all, we don't have a first name. So who is this Menzaki? L'choyi ilayim Rabbi Yehoshua Menzaki. Oh, his name was Menzaki. Freitim har mihavi b'Sanhedrin. Did Menzaki, Rabbi Yehoshua Menzaki, ever sit on a Sanhedrin? I will show you that historically, Rabbi Yehoshua Menzaki never could sit on a Sanhedrin, and so therefore, he would never be able to go and suggest bedikos mit chakirois mit ukte ta'inim. How do I know? V'tanya chababreis. Kol shoyz in Rabbi Yehoshua Menzaki made us shana. He was zeichet to 120 years. Arboim shana, the first 40 years, osim to Brahma Macha. He was a balbus. He wasn't a dain, he wasn't a roof. He was osim to Brahma Macha. Mem shuna, lomad, for 40 years he learned. In other words, 40 years ended, he did like Rabbi Kiva, now he went to Yeshiva, and he started learning Yishmak for the next 40 years. At the age of 80, Arbon Hashan Ali made for the next 40 years, from 80 to 120, he was such a big Talmud Chacham, now he was teaching others, and he was a Dayan, and a Rosh Hashiv, and a Ruv, and all the rest.
He was a Nasi.
Exactly, was a Nasi?
Wasn't he?
I don't remember offhand.
So. He went out.
He went to
the Romans.
To Vespasian.
But I don't think he was a leader. I don't think he was based in necessarily.
He was a big guy, but he didn't say
he was one of the, was he one of the Tamidim of Hillel Azakin?
Yes, he was the youngest.
And he was the least.
Okay,
right. He was the least. Okay.
So now, how do I know that Rabbi Yehoshua Menzaki never sat on a Sanhedrin? Betanya, Rabboim Shana Kaidu Chol Rabbi, 40 years before the Charm, goes to Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin went into Golis, V'yoshev lo b'chanus. Chanus is the name of a place. And the Gemara elsewhere says that, in fact, they went into 10 different stations until 10 different stops, so to speak, until the Charmin Abayis. But this was one of the places. Usha was, they came to twice, if I'm not mistaken. V'yom Rabbi Yitzhak Barabdim, Loimar, what does this mean? That 40 years before they were in Golis, so who cares? I mean, why are you telling me this historical footnote? Knossos. As a result of the fact that the Sanhedrin was no longer sitting in the Lishkas Agozis in Yerushalayim, they went into Golis, there are no more Dine Knossos. Frank Dimar, Dine Knossos or Kedaitach? That doesn't make any sense, because Dine Knossos is not only by the Bezin of 71, Dine Knossos by any Bezin. Right. In fact, you could even do Dine Knossos Bishloisha. It has to be Shloisha Mumchim, not Shloisha Joises. You don't need even a Sanhedrin Katana. So what are you telling me that Dine Knossos is dependent on the Sanhedrin being in the Smegdish? Elish Loidano Dine Nefashis, not Dine Knossos, Dine Nefashis. From the 40 years, this is the importance why we're telling us that for the last 40 years during the pre-Chorban stage, no more Dine Nefashis, even by the 23-member Besim. Since the 71-member Besim was no longer sitting in its Makar, in its
center,
and they had to go into Golis, all the other Batei Dinim, all the other Sanhedrin, were also, in a sense, out to Golis, and they could no longer be done Dine Nefashis.
So their whole authority was derivative of the authority of the Sanhedrin of Golis.
Right. Utanan. So what does this have to do with anything? Mishachar beis amigdash after beis amigdash was chariv. Hiskan reichen zakei. Rabbi Yechman Zakei made a number of takanois. Now, since Rabbi Yechman Zakei only made these takanois in his last 40 years of his life, and he's doing it post Chorban beis amigdash, that means that he must have started, let's Let's make it easy. Let's assume like 5 years after Churban Beis Hamikdash, Birchem Zakeh made a number of takaras. So the previous 35 years were within the 40 years before the Churban Hamikdash. And during that 40-year period, there's no
Dinei Nefashos at all.
So then there was no possibility of asking Birchem Zakeh, what do you hold about this Maaser Ratzicha? Should we be Baidik Uchzeh Tzeinim or not? Birchem Zakeh wasn't even involved in Sanhedrins at that point. He only became a limeid the last 40 years of his life.
It's a theoretical question.
Yeah, it's theoretical, but we said in our Mishnah
there was a court
case.
The guy walked.
It was an actual case of Bodak.
Yeah.
But in no Bodak. Theoretically, you're right, but the Maisa, we say that there was such a story.
Talk
to Imara Ella Ben Zakai, the Alma. Muzak signed that it was another Ben Zakai, not Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakai, another Ben Zakai. I don't know what his first name was. Maybe Shimon Ben Zakai, just like Shimon Ben Zoyma. Whatever. But it wasn't our Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakai. Hachanam Estel will bring you right. You talk about Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakai, Korile Rebbe Ben Zakai. If in fact this is the great Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakai, who was one of the star Talmidim of Hillel Zaken, who knew the Gansa, all the Gemoras, with all the Midrashim, with all the Sichas Dekolim, and the Sichas Shedim, and this and that, he was no small fry. Would Rabbeinu HaKadosh just call him Ben Zakai, Agunish? Is the Chayra Raya that this was a separate individual, Ben Zakai Lechud, and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai Lechud? Frey Timorah, I got one problem with that Teretz, Votanya, there's a Braisa. Maisa Barak, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai, Ba'uk Tetainim, ay, ay, ay. And now we have our original Shaila. If you're talking about Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakai, Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakai never sat on a Beis Din until he was after 80 years old. But after he's 80 years old, he was already
after Dani Dinei Nefashos.
Exactly. The Sanhedrin was no longer Dani Dinei Nefashos. He would never have had an opportunity to go and be Bodak Bo Kzitzayim himself. Had a Kushla Nukhta. Says, well, I'll explain to you. Talmud Yerushalayim Rabbi Hava. We're talking about in the middle 40 years, not the final 40 years. It was the 40 years of Lamat. The marshal was in the 30th year, and by that time it was already a big, big Talmud Chacham, and he was one of the three shurais of the Talmidim in front of the Sanhedrin Tan of 23, when they heard about the Yanka Smith and Chas V'Sholom killed somebody, and it was under Taina tree, and now there's deliberations going back and forth. Should we convict him? Can we acquit him? And then the Yechon Ben Zakai picked up his hand, and they said, Talmud, what would you like to do? I'd like to say Divrei Zchus. Oh, Divrei Zchus? We will listen to a Talmud, like we had in our Mishnah yesterday. We won't listen to a Talmud to say Choyva, but we'll listen to him go and say Zchus. What was the Zchus? The Amma Milza, he said, this suggestion, let's ask the Edom about the Uktetainim. Mustavlu Taimim. Twice. That's a good idea. Wow, what a defense. We may be able to go and acquit this accused fellow after all. And after they did that, the Kabur Bishmei, and therefore this whole idea and this whole defense, we give it the name Ben Zakai because of the great thing that he did, the Kabur Bishmei. Now the question is...
But they didn't accept it because he was a Das Yachid.
No.
What do you mean Das Yachid? It's a schuss.
They don't know what the vote was.
Oh.
It still could have been, 12 against and 11
for. But I'm saying in the Mishnah, he says that we differentiate between Uksin Avim and Uksin
Dachin.
Exactly.
We had them in the Mishnah. Maisa Bodi Ben Zakai Uksitain. It doesn't say at the end what happened because he was convicted or acquitted.
He
just said that he said a good to Svar and they said it's a good.
Right,
but
in our Mishnah, it brought him down as a Das Yachid, did it not?
It's a Das Yachid in the sense that since it's a Bedika, not a Chakir, it's not one of the seven. One of the seven are Beit Shavua, Beit Hashanah, Beit Chodesh, but not Be'ezei Uktzei Tainim.
Right.
And the Mishnah said, only time that you go and say they do some Betela, if you have a Chosha on the Chakiras.
Right.
If you have a problem with the Bedika, it's a Fila Echad Eimer, any idea, it uses in Kayamis, because it's not, so I don't know. It was under the tree. I saw him exactly. I could tell you that it was with a knife.
I wasn't paying attention. I was paying attention to Masr.
Yeah, exactly.
But they didn't accept him, apparently.
It just says Ubodak. It doesn't say what they accepted. It didn't accept. It doesn't say what the name of the perpetrator was. It doesn't say whether he was killed or whether he was acquitted. It just says Masr Bodi Ben Zakai.
Well, before, Reb Kister said he's a Das Yachid. So what are you asking Kasha from him?
When you say he's a Das Yachid?
Who said that?
He asked Kasha and Reb Kister from Ben Azai. The Benazai, well, not Benazai, Ben Zakai. Not Benazai. We have Reb Shimon Ben Zoyma, Reb Shimon Ben Azai, but we don't have Reb Shimon Ben Zakai.
We have Reb Yochanan Ben Zakai.
And now the Gemara is concluding that in fact this Ben Zakkai of the Mishnah is one and the same as Rav Shimon Ben Zakkai. Yoichanan Ben Zakkai. How do I know Yoichanan Ben Zakkai? Because the Braisa says, Maisu Barak Rab Yoichanan Ben Zakkai Ba'utzei Tein. So the Ben Zakkai of the Mishnah is Rav Yoichanan Ben Zakkai. We asked Akasha, but the last 40 years it was already...
Right, so it was the 38th year.
During the 38th year of the middle year, right. Not of the 40 years of the 40, yeah. Of the third 40.
So, it was so only, historically it stems.
Right, that's right.
Very good. But now we still have the question, but why does he call him Ben Zakkai if it's Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai? Says Agama, I'll tell you why. When he was still a Talmud at the age of 78, in that middle 40 years, Ben Zakkai happened. Because after all, he was a Talmud.
Right, exactly.
Now, later on, when the Braisa was written, therefore, it's like going and saying about Moshe Feinstein, that when he was 6 years old in Cheder, he was already an Eloi Otzem, and everybody called him Moshele. Later on, became in 25, 30, 40 years later, became Moshe the Gadol HaDor. But at that time, he was still Moshele. So here too, Ben Zakkai at that time, is already 78, but he's only been learning for 38 years. He hasn't been learning for 80 years. So therefore, they call him Ben Zakkai. Once he became in the Limit category, now Oyleg Dula, he's no longer in business class, now he's in first class. Rabban Yoichanan Ben Zakkai. It's good.
Yeah.
Fine. So anybody asks you later tonight, who was this Ben Zakkai? That was Rabbi Yoichanan Ben Zakkai. So why do we refer to him as Ben Zakkai? Because when he said this Dvar Halacha, that Bodek Uktzitainim, he was still a young Talmud of Nerabai, and therefore they called him the Ben Zakkai.
And when we have here Maisa, Ubarak Ben Zakkai, Uktzitainim, so we're saying that that was accepted. It wasn't argued on the Tanakh.
They allowed him to go and voice this opinion.
And they accepted it.
It doesn't say necessarily accepted it. They accept in the sense that we allow them to
go. They introduced it for the deliberations.
Exactly. If you go back to the Mishnah of today, of yesterday, if you want to look at it. Omer Echemen HaTalmidim. See, look back. Mem Omer Aleph.
Yeah.
Here starts the beginning of the line. Omer Echemen HaTalmidim. Here. We let him sit there the whole day. And if we see that what he's saying,
the substance,
we will listen to him. If not, then we'll eventually, at the end of the day, we'll tell him, okay?
Right.
It was a very good try, and thank you. You know, shows that you are a person of Kachma. And the Mitchum next time. But in the meantime, we listen to him, and we're Malay, and we give him Allah. So it could very well be that's what happened with Ben Zakkai. When Ben Zakkai said, psh, is it good? Let him save the whole day. How we're going to decide, that remains to be seen. But in the meantime, like Nitzan Kopp is using his head. He's a budding, flourishing Talmud Chacham. And we continue on, Zokti Gemara weiter. We're at the two dots. Maisu Bodak Ma Ben Chakiris. Now, what is this Ma Ben Chakiris? So to understand this Gemara, we have to go back to the Mishnah just for a short second. Remember the Mishnah on Daf Mem Amid Aleph, the last of the narrow lines, right after Ben Zakkai with the Uktzitain.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm still waiting for you to go and tell me that according to Maritz Chayes, maybe that's how we got the name Ben Zakkai because he was Ben Zakkai. Somebody's got to say that Ben Zakkai, that's how he got the name.
According to Maritz Chayes,
it would certainly make sense that that's how he got the name Ben Zakkai. And then if you want to add in the Chakneich, you can go and say Ben, it's Meloshim Bina. He uses Bina and his Avama and his intelligence to Mizaka person. Right, last of the narrow lines, Mem and Aleph, Ma Ben Chakiris and Batikas. Can you give me an example of Chilek Nutrition, Chakiris and Batikas? Dr. Mish, first wide line. Chakiris Echad Oimer Eini Yodea. If one of the two says, I don't know, I don't remember which day, I don't remember which year, I don't remember which Chakiris. Do some tailor, automatically it is mocked. Bedikos, echad oimer eini yedei, but talking about a bedika. I don't know about the Uktzitainim. I don't know, I didn't look at the day. She said, eini yedei, but the lishnaim, even both of them said, eini yedei. Eidusan kai yemes. Aha. So when we're talking about a bedika, we're not talking about a chakira, we're talking about a bedika. If one of them says, I don't know, fine, it's not one of the seven essential questions which are so consequential. Eidusan betela. Even he says, I don't know, it's good. And even both say, I don't know. Eidusan kai yemes. That's what it says. What's bothering the Gemara, once I established them by Dikai, these pieces of testimony are not so consequential. And therefore, Echad Oim Eni Yodea, Edusa Kayemet. So the same thing by two. What's the difference between one and two? Why does the Mishnah say, V'afilu Shnayim Eni Yodea? Once you've established the Bedikas are not on the same level as Chakirin. And if you say Eni Yodea, Edusa Kayemet, so fill it two, even 10, even 20. What do you need the Mishnah to add? V'afilu Shnayim Eni Yodea. That's the Gemara's question. Frank Timar, Maya Filu Shnayim Oimim, Pshita. Ki Omer Echad Eni Yodea. Once you've established that if one person says, I don't know, it is good. What difference does it make? Manishtana, one or two? It's not important. It's not chakiris. It's only batikas. Omer of Sheikhs Areshakori. Really, this last stickle, the Afilishnaim Omer, is not going in the batikas. It's going back in the chakiris. The chakiris, Afilishnaim Omer Yodanu, the Echad Omer Eni Yodea. Now we have to introduce a third person, that's sure. Three Edom altogether. If two say, we know exactly the answer to all the seven Chakiris, and they get 100 on all seven, and the third person says, I'm not sure which Shavua, which Shana, that I'm not sure about, and you're there, Edusan is Betayla. Why is Edusan Betayla? Who even needs the third guy? Tell him to go home. Right. We already have two. Come on, Kirabba Kiva, the Makish Loishalishnaim. You recall we had this written in the Gemara earlier. That why does it say in the pasuk of Shnayim made by Shloisha Edom Yochem Tava? Why do we need the Shnayim by Shloisha? Or Makish Shnayim Lishloisha, Shloisha Lishnayim? Just like by Shnayim, if one of them doesn't know, Edusan Betayla. Even by three, even though two know, Edusan Betayla.
You can't deem him as if he's not there. It contaminates the whole testimony.
It contaminates Alice. Same thing, Rabbi Hazom. Right. That's the Lekula. And if we have two that we know about, then you were in Chicago, Imanu Hayisem. But the third one was not in Chicago. Everybody has to be part of the Hazom. Anyway, so Zokti Gemara, yet that's how you have to understand these additional words. When it says in the Mishnah that Afilu Shnayim Oimrim Lo Yodanu, what is that? What does the Mishnah really mean? Afilu Shnayim Oimrim Yodanu. V'yechlo Oimrim Eni Yodea. Edis Batlin has come to tell you the din like Rav Akiva. Makish Lo Shnayim. Omer Rav says, that's a very difficult shot. Vaiduzan Kayamas Ketani. You're telling me that it's going back on the Chakirois. By the Chakirois, it says that it's Edusan Betayla. And our Mishnah was saying, Afilu Shnayim, it's Edusan Kayamas. If you go back to the case of Betikas, Echad Oim Ein Yedeh. Afilu Shnayim Oim Ein Oni Yoy, Edusan Kayamas. So you're saying that the Afilu Shnayim Oim is not referring to the Betikas, it's going back on the Chakirois.
But it's not saying that.
It doesn't say Edusan Kayamas. Here it says Edusan Betayla. And that's why it should be, because we're teaching like Rabbi Kiva. That even though two said we know and the third one doesn't know, but the Edus is bottle. Therefore, says the Gemara, Omarava, El Omarava, Pung Faket, Hochikama. Afilu Bechakiras, Shnaim Om Yidano, V'echad Oim, Eni Idea, Edusan Kayemes. The Edus is good. Why is it good? Because I have two people that say Yodano. So the third person doesn't know, just push the delete button and get rid of them. I was meant to Rebbe Kiva. Come on, like Rebbe Kiva. Then he's just teaching us to loy Rebbe Kiva. So therefore, we don't have a problem now with Edusan Betayla, Edusan Kayemes. That's what he's saying now. Shnayim Omrim Yidano. That's the Lashon HaMishnah. Mishnah says Edusan Kayemes. Afilu Shnayim Omrim, Edusan Kayemes. So how could that be? If you're talking about Chakirois, it can't be Edusan Kayemes. It's two against one. Two say, we know all seven Chakirois. The other one says, I don't know. Okay, so forget about you since you don't know, and they have the other two, and not like Rabbi Kiva. Zog Maravaiter. Okay, Nushtikala. Rav Kahana and Rav Safra, Tanu Sanhedrin Bei Rab. Rav Kahana and Rav Safra, we're both learning Masechta Sanhedrin, our Gemara. Can you imagine? We're learning it today in the year 2025, Tavshin Behei, and they learned this 2,000 years ago. What were they learning? You can tell me 2,000, 1,800, 1,500. Okay, you get the idea. Anyway, so Rav Kahana and Rav Safra were learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Bei Rabba, in the Besmedish of Rab. Pogamu Rav Bachama. Rav Bachama was walking down the street and he met them and he said to them, Amaluhu. My Amrita Bas and Hedrin Bei Rabbi. In other words, Mach Kiddush B'Mismedeshayim. Do you have anything to go and repeat? It's going to be Shabbos shortly. My people are going to say, Nu Zugab Savart. Can you tell me, Avart, what did they say in Sanhedrin Bei Rabbi? Amri Lei. My Amrinim Bab is Sanhedrin Greatest, huh? My Kashalach. You're asking Sanhedrin Bei Rabbi. You didn't ask, what are we learning in the Gemara? You're asking, what did we learn in the Bismedish of Rabba? Which suggests that maybe there's something different between our Bismedish and a Sanhedrin greater set. A regular Sanhedrin. Not a Sanhedrin be Rabba, a regular sect of Sanhedrin. Well, my Kashala, what's bothering you? The fact that you're asking this and you're saying Sanhedrin be Rabba, maybe you're saying with a shtickle smirk, with a shtickle, you know, you're trying to say, no, let's hear a Chiddush. Amalei, so they said to him, so they asked him, my Kashala. Amalei, Sir Muhammad answers. It says in the Mishnah Ben Chakir some dikas. Chakir is echad ayman yadeh. I do some betailer. But he dikas some echad ayman yadeh. After the shnayim ayman yadeh. I do it. I do some kayames. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. Mechte. Ida be ida deraisi. Both the chakiros and the bedikas are deraisi. Well, the chakiros we learned this morning in great length that there are deraisi. Right? You have the 3 plus the 2 plus the 2. The derash b'chakar to hate them. Yeah, the other zachen. That's certainly deraisi. How do I know bedikas are deraisa? Because remember, in the Brisa, the Gemara said, "Ein ze nochein or is nochein," and that's borrowed from the terms being emes nochein hadavar. So the purpose of bedikas is to see whether it's taka emes v'nochein, emes v'yatzin. So it's all to deraisa. So why is it maishna chakiris and maishna bedikas? Why by chakiris if you don't know
bottle,
and by the bedikas if you don't know even double nishkefalach? What's the answer? Amrulei. So the answer, Hachiyash, I'll tell you very simply. Because the whole purpose of the 7 is to establish exactly where that person was at a given moment. And if he's not going to be able to tell you exactly where it was at the moment of this Ritzich, at the moment of this Chol Shabbos, then you're never going to be able to mazim. Because the Edom are going to go and say, you were with us in Chicago. When? Yesterday. Well, it didn't happen yesterday. It happened 3 days ago. It happened 5 days ago. It happened a week ago. Or maybe it happened in Chicago. I just don't remember. So if you're not able to show with precision, testify with precision exactly when and exactly where, you can't be masked. But bedikas amr echa meyan any day do some kiyamis hiyati yochel azimahu. That doesn't affect edim zomim, edim mazimim that say imanu hayisem that in Chicago. It's nothing to do with the 7 chakirs. Amalahu, Rami Bachama was very impressed with this answer. He says ihachi amrisa ba tov amrisa ba. If this is what you learned in your Bismedish, has good gelernt, such a solid teret. I feel bad, Sir Muhammad, that I didn't think of it. Baruch Hashem, in the Bismedish to be Rabbi, they're learning Yishmak. Amri Leisa, they now are returning the compliment back to Rabbi Muhammad. Mitivuse demar amrinan batuva. Because you spoke so nicely and so idle to us, with such a smile, we were able to mechaven to give you this wonderful teretz. In Zeus and Amar, however, if you had spoken to us in a harsh manner and said, "Yeah, you a bunch of batlanim, what do you know more than anybody else? Yeah, be rabba, what's the difference between Brisk and Mir and another yeshiva? They're all the same." Had you spoken in such a derogatory, harsh manner, Lamrin Bavlechad, we wouldn't have been able to be zoicha to say something that would be moitzechein v'nechein. In other words, because you spoke to us with such chayin in such a pleasant manner, we were zoicha to be able to go and give you this beautiful teretz. Had you spoken in a harsh manner, we would have probably been so tzachish, so tzoridit, so tzemish, we couldn't have answered you anything that would have satisfied you or would have satisfied your kasha. Okay. If you look at the Rashi, Rashi is about 10 lines before the middle wide lines. Rashi says, "Mitivusa demar amrinim batuva." Right, go down further.
Machmas,
you got it. Mitivusa demar amrinim batuva. Machmas shat to toivanu. You have that.
Tuva amrinim
batuva.
Mitivusa demar amrinim batuva.
Machmas.
Oh, machmas shat to toivanu, because he spoke to us so nicely, with such modesty and humility.
More than
you thanked us. Onu oimim baharbe, that you said such a beautiful pshat. That's because you're a nice guy. But Jesus Amar, im hoyisa roitzla hazrus baru lahakshas, if you would have started going and causing us tzuris and challenging us and asking us, you wouldn't have been able to go and answer anything. The zios loshin hamidaber bekuishi b'chazak, a person speaks in a harsh way. Loshin nazid the aria like the roaring of a lion. Ashkruna. Okay, back to our Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, what happens if one said it was the second day of the month? And the other person says it was the third day of the month. Are they mitzdarev? Yes. Why are they mitzdarev?
Well, this one knows about the Yibra.
This one knows about the Yibra Shul Chaydash. So let me ask you, how far reaching is that? What happens if it's now the day 28 and the other one says day 29? By that time, you think they would have figured out.
Well, they say they have 15 days usually for
so that's the Yibra. Ad kama, how far? Rabbach Bachanina, Rabbasi, Rabbi Yochanan, ad?
Rubach Shachodesh.
How much is Rubach Shachodesh?
16.
15, 16, depending on the 30 days, 20 nights. Rubach Shachodesh. Roy for the month. Omerov, Afanana Tamina, I'll bring you right from the Mishnah. It's a double portion. What does it say in the Mishnah? When I'm Zecharim, Bishmoichim, Yecharim, Vehei, Eidusa, Metela. One says that it was on the third day. The other one says on the fifth day. If it's a third and the fourth,
right.
And it's Eidusa, yeah, third and the fifth, Eidusa, Metela. Why? He made a mistake in 2 months. The other one did not. He knew that both months were short months and both months were long months, and that's why one said three and the other one says five. So, makalarash. Elav, the reason why we say three and five doesn't work, shim de beruba yada, because once you hit the 15th day, 16th day of the month, from that point, everybody's deemed to know when the Ibra Chodesh was, whether it was a 30-day month or a 29-day month. So when you come into the next month, you can't say, oh, I didn't know about two. Once we hit the Roiv of the first month, by that time you knew. So maximum, you can only be Toa in one Ibra Chodesh and not two. So you have a good ride that it goes until half the month. Freitim who says, it's konzain that you have people that are really not, you know, in tune with these things. And even right in the month, even on the 28th day in the month, he still doesn't know whether it's Chodesh in a day or 2 days or 3 days. Eveisnish. However, Ubi Shippura Yoda. Shippura Yoda means that at the time that the Bezin was Makadish the Chodesh, to give it a sense of formality and a sense of permanence, they would also blow the shofar at that time. The Chad Shippura Omar Titoi. He missed out on that one shofar blowing. Pinked when he was blowing shofar. At that time, he was putting on his tefillin. Baruch Ato Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Laniach Tefillin. And therefore, he didn't hear the shofar blowing because he was so entrenched in his thoughts, or maybe he was entrenched in atoisis. So one shofar, you make a mistake. Teishi Puri Leyom Adetai. Two shofars to miss 2 months in a row. The shofar,
unlikely.
That's very remote. That cannot be. Therefore, 2 to 3, or even 18 to 19 days, even after Roiv of the Chodesh, it could be people do make a mistake. But into the next month to say, I didn't hear both shofar blowing, this kind of thing. You missed one, but you wouldn't have missed it. So therefore, the second one you would have heard, and then you would have known whether the previous month was it, 29 days, 30 days. So therefore, maximum you get a 1 day allowance, you don't get 2 days tolerance, like you said this morning.
But you have up to when? Up to
according to our Mishnah, you can go until the end of the month. Even after 15 days, even after 25 days, he doesn't know. But the shofar blowing, you'll hear.
Okay.
Now we get off just for a short moment to dinim of Kiddush Levuna. At kam mevorchan al chodesh. Until when can you do Kiddush Levuna? By the way, don't confuse this from when you can start Kiddush Levuna. That's a machloikis, whether you can start saying
3 days,
three or
after
seven.
Three or after seven. We're talking about how late in the month can you say Kiddush Levuna. Says the Gemara, Om Rav Yochanan Kama Varchen, Ajitas Malipi Yimasa. Until the crescent gets filled up. Now, when does the crescent get filled up?
Full moon,
right? 15th. So you take the 15th of the month, 16th of the month. The Kama Om Rav Yaakov Aridi, Om Rav Yuda, Ad Shiva. Until the seventh day. The Doi Amri Ad Shishasa. Until 16th. Ad Bechlad, Ad Loya Bechlad. Where's the seven? I understand she should also. It's three. What's the shiva? Talk to him. They're not arguing with her. They agree with Rabbi Yochanan. Hol mehevi ki yasra. Hol mehevi ki nafya. What's my ki yasra? Yasra means that when you have a bow and arrow and you're trying to pull on the
bowstring.
On the string, thank you. So when you're pulling on that string, so then you have. Don't think of pulling on the string now. Just think of that taut string, which is the one that's down the middle, as opposed to the rest of the bow.
The wooden bow.
Oh, so the string is down the middle. Now, if you take that whole thing together, you'll see that it's like a half a moon, or like a half a circle. Ah, so that's what they meant when he said Ad Shiva, because we're filling up that half
that
of the crescent.
That cavity inside the bow.
Correct. That cavity inside. See, isn't that beautiful? The other one, however, says, no, it's not like kiyasa inside the bow. We're talking about kinafya, like a sieve, which is complete, which is total. If it has to be until the 15th or 16th day of the month, when it's taka, the full moon. Tap, Rashi. Chabai kabiyakran. Built to be complete. Bachinismale. It says, Achinismale, pigimosa. Smiru. Mir, you just have a mealy pigimosa become a beer. You can have a kiyasa. Kiyasa means like that. Towards string,
Tavakim
or Yasser shall keshes. That's the string of the bow. She said, "Hey, kol pegimus akeshes malei, fill up that whole thing. Arayasa, if you fill it all up, that whole empty space, that cavity, fill it up, how far do you get? What's Chatzigal? That's only the seventh day. Behind is like Shivu. It's like a full sea from one end to the other, whole circle. The whole circle, by definition, that means the 16th day of the month. And it'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Have a wonderful evening. Shkoyach, one and all, for listening.